Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers!
Woo. We are back, baby. We're back. It is August 30th. We're recording this on one day after cuts. And the final 53-man roster has been set. There's been a couple other moves that have happened since then. Practice squad players applied. There's the 16-player maximum for the player squad, practice squad. So we'll get into all that. And then, on this episode, it's action-packed. We'll talk about those cuts, the final roster, and then our season predictions, our ever-famous ones. But we'll get into all that. Before we do, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello there.
Red Dog.
Yo!
And UJ.
Greetings and salutations, Lions fans.
All right, you guys. So I just want to jump right into it here with the roster cuts, the final 53-man roster that's kind of taking up a lot of our month here and a lot of our discussions. How would the Lions cut these down? Who would they pick up anybody outside? And I'm going to start with the running back group. I was curious your guys' thoughts. The Lions keep two running backs, Montgomery and Gibbs, and then Kabinda at fullback, but no Jamar Jefferson, no Craig Reynolds. And there was talk that Craig Reynolds would be coming back in the practice squad, but it does not appear the case. Zonovan Knight, they signed from the Jets. UJ, were you surprised by the lack of running backs kept?
Yes, actually, this was my most surprising move of the – or non-move, I should say, not bringing Reynolds back. He looked great in preseason, and just the sheer lack of depth there. They're putting a lot of confidence in Montgomery being a workhorse and Gibbs staying healthy. So, hey, I'm okay with it. I think you see by the numbers here, they're concentrating heavily on defense this year. So, but that Reynolds not being signed was a shocker to me, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. I mean, Rud Dog, do you agree as well with UJ?
Yeah, I think, fantasy owners buy from the Lions because we only have two running backs. So Gibbs and Montgomery are going to get a lot of work. but I think that's the, recipe, right? Montgomery is going to be kind of the primary runner, whereas Gibbs is going to do a little bit more in the pass game. But he'll get his touches too. So, I mean, I think there'll be another running back on this roster at some point. But it was kind of surprising. But it's not surprising when you look at what's on the defensive side of the roster. But I won't push it that way unless you guys want to go.
Bob, really quick, running backs?
Yeah, I was also surprised just at the number. And like Red Dog says, I think there'll be a running back added at some point. But I do trust Brad Holmes, so I'm okay with it. So.
And if we go over to wide receiver, there are not too many surprises, except for the end where we've had a lot of discussion. Anton Green made the roster over the likes of Dylan Drummond, Maurice Alexander, Trinity Benson, although I don't think we thought he ever really had a chance. But Rud Dog, I just want to hear your thoughts really quick on what Anton Green adds to this roster and why they went with a guy over, like, say, Chase Kota. I know he had an injury, or a Dylan Drummond type.
Well, for one thing that was evident in the last game of the preseason was speed. Speed kills. I think that's partly why they drafted him. Plus, he made some nice contested catches, too, where he's an outside receiver. We don't need another slot guy like Dylan Drummond or, you know, we have Amon-Ra St. Brown. We could use some more, you know, perimeter guys, and he showed he can be that, and we drafted him. I think it's easy to forget, like, it's easy to underestimate how much a draft pick can mean. You know, like, they put invested in that guy in the first place, so he probably had the inside track, and he showed it. So I'm happy for him, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
And Bob and UJ, are you disappointed that, like, Tom Kennedy didn't come somehow get signed to this roster by surprise?
One play, man. That last yesterday. Game, that summed up why they
did you guys have any thoughts on Antoine Green really quick?
Like Red Dog said, it's just that one play sums up exactly what they're looking for. That was a dynamic, home run play, and that's what they're looking for, a guy who can hit that home run. He can do that. That's why they picked him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's got the upside. He's got the speed, the physicality that they're looking for NFL. And I think they're just updating all the talent on this team or upgrading. I think that's what it comes down to is talent.
For sure. And offensive line didn't really have any surprises. Tight end didn't really have any surprises.
Yes. Yes.
The defense is where there was a lot of surprises in terms of how many people they kept.
We're not going to go into the position.
Wait, what's that, Red Dog?
Okay, I just thought we're not going to talk about the offensive positions at all.
I mean, we're talking about the end of the roster, and I don't.
Matt Nelson, yeah.
Surprise? Did you want to go over really fast?
I
mean,
I don't know.
No, go with your thought, Z. Matt Nelson, go with your thought. I know where you're going.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't not a surprise.
Only
but,
eight O linemen. That's kind of surprising.
Who else do you expect to make it?
No, I mean, I think where you're going with it, we'll highlight it exactly. I think they chose to keep more players on the defense.
Yeah, so we had a lot of
linemen want it.
Yeah, we had a lot of discussion about, you know, would it be Levi or Benito Jones making the end of this roster, or would it be Julian Aquara? They kept all these guys. Seven edge defenders.
I think it's very simple. Defense is their focus
UJ,
this year.
Why?
I think they.
You think
they trust their offense with what they have? They figure they can go slightly leaner on the offensive side this year. Hopefully the guys stay healthy and it works out that way. But there's too much talent on that defense. And, you know, we were all speculating that Julian Okorah is probably going to be gone, you know, maybe Benito Jones. And these guys all performed well in the preseason. They're all looking good. And it's a little surprising that they kept them all, but there's a part of me that's like, this is awesome. I mean – We're gonna have so many fresh legs to throw in a game, you know, and good ones too. I mean, not just, you know, bottom tier talent, but these guys are all good. It's gonna be really exciting to watch this defense, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but Bob, I mean, you're a big hockey guy. Do you think that these guys are gonna come out like in like hockey shifts almost with the amount linemen they have to rotate into this?
Yeah, that would be crazy. They should just put some boards on the side that they jump over and they come out. I like it. Hey Z, if we
your thoughts on this.
What about I think it's awesome. I think they have a plan on their defense. I think the defense is gonna rapidly improve this year. But one just quick side note on these all these cuts. Z, Penasini's available now. We can get him back. We're looking for some help in offense. He got cut from whatever team he was on.
I forgot about him already.
Didn't he come out of retirement?
Yeah,
I didn't even realize he was
still playing retirement,
football.
Right?
Yeah. Well, who did he get cut?
I don't know. I just read that he was available, that he got cut by somebody. I don't remember what team it was. But
he's not talented enough for this roster.
Red Dog, your thoughts on this depth?
Oh man, I mean, I love it. And like there were some surprises on the offense, like keeping only three running backs and one of them being a fullback.
Yeah, we talked about
and that. Keeping thank you, I know. I'm just rephrase anyway. And there was only eight O-linemen. Like, I think the reason they did that is because the talent on this team, on this roster, leaned so heavily on the defense. Not just like, I think if they had a few more receivers on the roster who they thought were better than some of these D linemen or, like, you know, a tight end or a running back. But I just think they felt like this is where they can just stack this talent here and, you know, roll deep in the pass rush. Oh my gosh, this D line, like every level, like we can put out a really nice heavy packages with Broderick Martin and Benito Jones, and Anzarike, I'm super excited for him and making the roster. I didn't want to see him get let go yet because a second round draft pick and all that, and like his upside looks great. He just needs to stay healthy and keep getting reps. But no, I mean they rolled heavy where the talent will, you know, kind of dictated.
Definitely. And it wouldn't surprise me if Jalen Aquara gets cut at some time or one of these defensive linemen in favor of one of these offensive groups. I just don't think they liked a lot of the guys they had.
Aquara, though.
Like, I don't know if Matt Nelson was their favorite option either, honestly. He's just a guy that knows the offense pretty well. And he can stay.
I heard Aquara's got some injury stuff going on again. They were talking about maybe stashing him on the IR so they'd have him for later in the season if they needed him.
I saw something about that, too.
I don't know.
Julian? Yeah.
Yeah, Julian.
Okay. Par for the course for him.
Honestly, did anyone else feel like at the end of the preseason there was like some like injuries that might have been of like strategic injuries? Like, I don't know. Like, Coda, he got injured sort of right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does it allow these teams to protect them or like? I feel like there's some.
No, I think his point
no,
is
Coda's
that
gone.
They just get these injured designations and Coda. No, did
they,
anyone
they
see him get hurt in the game?
Injuries,
I didn't. So. I mean, no one did. But they do these injury designations and all of a sudden they're gone. Like, oh, okay.
I didn't.
And where
either.
Is he now?
I guess we'll trust you on that one.
I have a feeling we'll sign him.
Yeah, he's a free agent right now. Did Sudfeld purposely tear his ACL, Red Dog?
Well, I don't know. I don't know because does he get cut with an injury?
It's Campbell playing 4D
or
chess,
does he get
man.
Carried on the roster.
Sudfeld,
as IR, we'll
get an ACL
like,
injury.
I don't know.
So you think the Lions are cheating?
Maybe
that's
a little
cheating
dishonest,
a little bit,
but I don't know. Well, no, you know, maybe just trying to look out for their guys. I don't know. I'm only half kidding, but it's just something. I noticed a lot of these injuries sort of cropped up right at the end, right when cuts were coming and stuff. But
Rud Dog coming in here playing conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
Like it.
You should see my board of.
Yeah.
Epic. Let's go to the. Defensive back, or no, sorry, linebacker really quick. The Lions also roll super deep at linebacker. They go six deep, keeping around the likes of Reeves Maben and Anthony Pittman as well. These are two special teamers, but two guys they really didn't want to get rid of, I think, mainly for special teams purposes.
So Maben looked as good as anybody in the preseason.
Does anyone not think our special teams are going to be the best in the league?
Just
disruptive
and making plays.
Some of these guys we kept are... mainly probably because they're great on special teams. I mean, Pittman and Reeves Maben. And I mean, some of these defensive backs, they've excelled in Rodrigo. They've excelled on special teams. Our special teams unit should be just phenomenal.
You know, Rodrigo's going to do it.
Yeah. Unless.
Yeah. You see they kept Romo on the practice squad. Interesting.
Kicker is like the most questionable, but,
yeah,
and they got money.
Yeah, Romo's on
the
practice
squad
now too.
Yeah, they did get the money back.
They got two kickers.
I didn't know they got Romo.
Dang.
Oh. Yeah, kicker is something they have not been able to hit on yet. Really,
some new blood there.
They're still working on it.
But I'm like excited to talk about these DB room because like there are some really interesting moves there. Are we done with linebackers? Was that expected enough for you, Z? I think it was pretty expected, actually, except they kept that many. But Khalil Dorsey is, like, to me, like, the sort of the shocker slash, like, dark horse that I'm really excited about at the end of that.
Yeah, he forced a fumble, I believe, in the last preseason game. I think they like that.
Right before half.
I was disappointed to see Chase Lucas go.
Did you see though Khalil Dorsey before on his kick return?
Yeah, yeah.
He ran a kick return back, like, what, 70 yards or something like that? But, like, did you see how he, like, broke out? He hit the other dude like a freaking missile. Like, he just flew in like a rocket into, like, coverage and just, like, jacked up the dude who came in to try to tackle him, knocked him to the ground, and then just kind of bounced out and tore around. Like, this dude is a dog. Like, I think this guy's every bit a Dan Campbell kind of guy. Like, he is just an animal, and they couldn't let him go to the point where they even let go a more tantalizing prospect, maybe, in, like, Starling Thomas with his speed and all that.
Here, but, your, like, new Quintez Cephas, the Hall of Famer. Kinda.
I'm not ready to go there yet. You know, you get burnt once, though. I you know, Cephas will rise again. We'll see.
Like, yeah, he's working as a greeter in the casino now. But
then Iffy Melifonwu. I mean, this he's just got a year to get, you know, his head.
Bob or UJ, any thoughts on the DBs who we kept?
I was
Khalil Dorsey's kind of at the end. Yeah. Iffy as well. Iffy made the roster. Who a lot of us thought.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about
Iffy. Iffy on Iffy, but he made it.
I said a lot of us.
You know,
not
some
all
of his experience helped him. I don't know what to say about him. Z, they got a lot of talent there, and I think the guys they kept are good. So I haven't. Yes, that's a big thing.
Yeah, and Mosley's coming off the pup list now too, which is exciting.
Yeah,
is Iffy kind of like Will Harris, sort of like that guy they draft and just sticks around, and like some people are left kind of like, but like his upside just keeps the coaches wanting him to like figure it out, because his upside is like excellent with his size and speed. If he figures it out, this secondary is already going to be so damn stacked.
Yeah.
Like, and Mosley's back, like, well, like, let's freaking go.
You just need guys on the secondary because they, you know, tend in the right. NFL season, you tend to have to.
You know what's fun about this team, though?
You know, they got to step up
in this preseason. I can say the one fun thing about this preseason: the games suck all general.
I feel
but
deep there.
But if you look at the talent we saw on the field, and we weren't even watching our starters at all, man. We were watching all the second and third string guys, and I'll tell you what, they were pretty decent. And imagine when the starters get out there actually playing in a game. This is going to be great, man.
Right.
Oh, my God. This team's loaded. Loaded for bear, baby.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, some notable practice squad signings. I believe I mentioned Zonovan Knight from the Jets. He has a lot of starting experience. I imagine he'll be on a roster at some point because we're only carrying two running backs currently. Dylan Drummond, Maurice Alexander, Coyote Awasika, he's a guard, offensive tackle, Max Pritchard, international signing, Connor Galvin, offensive tackle, Chris Smith, Trevor Nowosaki, the linebacker. I think we're all glad to see him back in the practice squad.
Nowosaki?
No, I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
Nowosaki. He's like Japanese dude,
right? Yeah. You're right. Chase Lucas, I'm glad to see him back.
Brandon me
Gopher,
too.
And Michael Bill.
Hey, I thought they signed
our practice squad.
Tyler Durden
like
to the
practice
squad.
Right now.
Like, yeah, they Chase Corey.
Lucas,
Corey.
I was.
This is
Durden did get re-signed
in Detroit. I'm missing some.
He was just crushing people in that last preseason game. He was
five,
a beast. I'm glad they kept him.
Did he? Sweet.
Yeah, I'm glad they got him. Yeah,
he
Tyler Durden.
Like a dog.
Yeah. Isn't that the guy from Fight Club? Tyler.
Yeah,
Durden?
I know. I didn't.
Yeah.
Forgot. Sorry.
Hey, you broke the rule. I was supposed to talk about.
Oh yeah. Well, they kicked me out of the club.
Practice squad's interesting.
I guess we're expelled.
Well, there you have it.
It is. Like, I'm curious. Were we trying to move on, Z?
I think I was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Too much in the topic there.
Yeah.
I'm excited about our practice squad, especially Trevor Nowosaki, because I think he could be a guy to look out for the future.
There is no doubt in our minds. We know you're excited about the practice squad.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But I want to get now into our ever-famous predictions, our preseason, our before-the-season starts predictions. Because not preseason predictions. We've said that.
But, note these.
Our season predictions. Thank you.
Write these down and we'll check them out later.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. And I believe they will be Kool-Aid heavy predictions as well. But that's all right. But grounded in reality for most of us. But we have a lot of different categories. I think I have 7 categories to go over. Then we can go over a bunch of odds that I have that are related to the Lions, if people are interested in that. And all those odds will be for DraftKings, for those that are wondering where the hell they are. So I want to go around it first. I just want to get right into it. And we're going to start with Bob. I want to get your prediction for the Lions regular season record.
All right. Well,
this 2023-2024 season.
I think all the stars are converging. The planets have aligned. Everything's coming together. And the most wins I've seen as a Lions fan was 13, I think, and way back when. But I think this year, well, it helps you have an extra game, but I think we're going to win 14 games, 14-3 Lions. We're gonna tear through the league this year.
Wow. Who are the 3 losses to?
I didn't break all that down, but let's just go 14-3. I figure we're going to lose a few.
Are we going to lose any of the division?
Oh, no. I think undefeated in the division. We handled them last year, we're a better team this year. So
yeah.
And then we'll wait for your prediction about game one.
Yes. I don't want to spoil that. That might have been my loss. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
All right. So
okay,
Bob,
I have them going 13-4 just because I want to sound
like it a lot.
I'm UJ embedded in reality. Yeah. But I think once I make my actual decisions, you're going to see them going to be picking 16-0 or 17-0. But I'm going to go 13-4. There's the inevitable letdown game here or there. You know, it's going to happen. So they're going to roll, man. This is going to be a dynamite team that no one's going to want to face. A buzzsaw waiting to happen, baby. No one's going to want to play the Lions this year. It's going to be, if I can see, think of any team reminiscent of this team is going to be like I hate to say it, but the 85 Bears. That team was quite phenomenal, and you know, and I'm not a Bears fan, mind you, but this team could be similar to that. It's going to strike fear into the hearts of the rest of the NFL. Oh yeah, baby, going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, again, like Bob said, I don't know, really. I was just kind of basing my prediction in reality. If you let me drink a little more Kool-Aid, I'll probably up that number to 17. So, yeah. But it's going to be a great season.
All right. Rud Dog.
Well, since everyone's so obsessed with reality, you know, I'll say this. I think I'm not going to be able to look at a single game on this season schedule and predict the Lions will lose it, like Bob and UJ have also failed to do. So I think, you know, I don't think letdown is an inevitability like UJ does. I think this team is gritty enough and talented enough that they're just going to be, you know, level even keel badasses all season long. But I'll give like reality its due or whatever, and I'll call it 16-1. They'll like lose one game with like a, I don't know, not a letdown so much as just like, you know, the coin flip just a little bit the wrong way that day. And you know,
lost. Maybe the refs will take one again.
16-1. So we have 14-3. We have 13-4 and 16-1. And who's the one? If you had to pick a team, who's that one?
I don't know. Like,
All right. Interesting. So I should note, by the way, that the Lions over under right now in Vegas is 9.5. It's one of the higher over under win totals.
What about you, Z? I'm
predicting that loss. I take it back.
17-0. Yeah. 17-0. Okay. So over under is 9.5 in Vegas, and the Lions are actually, so they have all the odds like for every game out right now, and the Lions are favored in 11 of the 17. So by those standards, like their over under should probably be like 10.5, not 9.5. But so I'm gonna go 12-5. I think that wins them division. I think it gets them the home game. that we've all been aching for such a long time. Just the way this kind of progressed, how we went from like two wins to 8-9. I feel like the next step's 12. The next year is the undefeated season. So, I don't know. But I think 12-5, which is plenty drinking Kool Aid. It's plenty Kool Aid flowing. Don't worry about it. So I have 12-5. We'll have Connor's insert into this.
Who's the five,
two.
Z? Who are the five?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Sure, I'll tell you. I think the Cowboys late in the season. I think the Lions might have it wrapped up by then, the division. Possibly the Vikings at the end too, if the division's wrapped up by then. I just don't think our division's very strong. I think at Baltimore is one of the more difficult ones for sure. I don't know, the game against the Falcons at home will be fascinating. I don't want the Lions to lose at home, but and then at the Chargers, I think, is a very interesting one. I'll say.
Hey, you fans out there, if you want to send,
I don't know, if I had to guess, which
you fans out there, if you want to send Big Z some Kool Aid,
yeah, just because we'll be sitting everybody.
We need some Kool Aid.
He's in desperate need.
Yeah,
In the eyes,
that's still pretty good though. Z.
Okay,
12-5. It's flowing.
That's pretty good.
Please donate to your local Big Z.
So let's go around the horn. Wait, sorry. I want to get Kid J, our producer's prediction here.
I think the Lions, they're definitely going to they're definitely gonna improve on last year, but I think it's only gonna be by a couple wins. I think that they're only gonna go 11-6. Oh, I think there's still gonna be some issues with the run defense. And I think they're going to give up some like pretty big running totals a few times this year, and I think that's going to cost them some wins. But overall, I think they're going.
You fans can send Kid J some
Kool-Aid. Spoken like a Rams fan.
Okay, well, there you have it. Yeah.
But you know, we'll convert him eventually. But actually, if you actually scale for like the bias, that gives us like I think 5 more wins on what he said. So it's like. I think that puts it right on what I said.
Yeah.
We all have been going over the Vegas.
Hey, well, the Lions have been great against the spread the last couple of years. Listeners. You know, no matter what. So, you know.
So.
Absolutely. Yep.
They have. Yeah. Dan Campbell, spread master, money maker. Let's go now to my second category. So we have them all going to the playoffs, like I suspected. Including our producer, but let's go in reverse order here. And now I want to ask Red Dog, how far are the Lions going to go in the playoffs? Is it one and done? A couple of wins?
All the way turned up. Where do you think they're going? Is that a real question? Like, come on.
We're going to Vegas. That's where the Super Bowl is. We're
going to the Super Bowl. We're going to win that business. Super Bowl or bust. That's what I say.
Will you be attending the Super Bowl, Rud Dog, since it will be right where you currently reside?
I'm going to scale the glass structure of the stadium so I can look in from above.
Smart.
And see everything. I'll have bird's eye view.
There you go. Nobody will be there to celebrate with you on top.
Yeah. Rud Dog will be spending Super Bowl Sunday in jail. And like,
I'll free jump off the tower. I'll parachute down to join the celebration when they win.
Hell yeah. Why not?
UJ?
This team. I'm telling you, last year left a taste in these guys' mouth that they know if they made the playoffs last year, they'd have been a dangerous team. And I think the NFL was relieved that the Lions did not make the playoffs last year. And this year, they are even much stronger than they were last year in almost every respect. I think just they're just so well-rounded in so many places. And I think their defensive strides they made this year, we haven't seen it on the field yet, but I think it's going to be startling how good their defense is going to be this year. They're going to be a takeaway machine. They're just going to be really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. Okay, I drink a lot of Kool-Aid. Yeah, fine, whatever. But, all the way, baby. All the way.
Good for you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Bob.
Ooh, all right.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily works the way you think, Z, about how a team wins five games, then seven games, then nine games, whatever. I think they're going to just jump all the way up this year, win the damn Super Bowl, home playoff game. This is it. It's all coming together. You can feel it. There's a lot of young talent that's going to be showcasing on these national games.
Yeah.
It's going to be a new kid in town.
Love it.
Lions, the team to beat. So. So, Lions Super Bowl.
Bob, just because I said they have four wins here, didn't mean I didn't think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
because that's what I think. I think they're going to Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Honestly, the 12 had me kind of guessing, and then you like asked the question like it like had any other answers.
Yeah.
So it was kind of confusing.
All right. You're just faking us out.
12.
A little head fake from Z. There you go.
12 wins gets them into that, like, they're not at the, they're probably not going to be a one seed with 12 wins. But it also makes them kind of like an underdog in the playoffs in some way. So I think it kind of gets right in the best of both worlds with that record. That's just in the sweet spot, in my opinion.
Give us the top dog.
Oh, I'll take undefeated.
Run through everybody. But that's the thing. I feel like this roster is legit, like, talented enough to, like, just not, like, beat anybody.
Of course it is.
Like, not just, like, challenge anybody, but win every game. Like, I think we're that good.
It is a young roster still, so that has a lot of no playoff experience.
Some of those young guys, I think, are going to be our strengths. Like, I think Brian Branch is going to be a dynamo. I think Jack Campbell is going to, you know, show the league some serious things. And then I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to make our offense that much more deadly. And it's like, show me. I think that youth is just going to be.
And our cagey veteran, Taylor Decker. He's ready to get this thing done. He's put in his
not
two.
Only oh, that yeah. too. I mean,
so he's gonna have a big year.
And, Holmes with his training,
have gone against the
Lions
trainers, every the hard knocks, you know, not the hard knocks. Agreed upon way things are done in the NFL, and they've done it their own way, and they're showing nothing but success. And pretty soon we're gonna be the copied franchise. Everyone's gonna want to be us, you know. And they're proving it. They're going against the grain. They're thinking their own thought. They're thinking outside the box. They're critical thinking masters. I mean, these guys are just playing the game like no one else is. You know, it's fun. That's why it's fun to watch, I think, more than anything. They're not doing it typically like you would see. Like, you know, you win this many wins this year, next year, this two more years, and they'll be ready for the end. No, I think this team is freaking primed right now. They're ready, baby.
Hell yeah!
All right. Yeah, this roster.
I like it. As I mentioned, they're young, and the Lions had the youngest starting roster in NFL last year.
Well,
at 8-9,
in the right places though. Like, we got a veteran Goff who I think is going to put up elite production this year. Like,
we'll get to him in a moment.
Right up there.
We'll get to Goff.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah, I think we got some good inflection of veteran leadership in the right places. Like CJGJ, I think, was a great add back there. Like Tracy Walker coming back healthy.
So I want to get into the offense here a little bit. And who, I want to know from everybody here, do you think will lead this team in rushing yards? I want to just give you a couple biggest things here. Gibbs, his over under rushing is 625 and a half rushing yards. David Montgomery is 750 and a half. So if they both hit that mark, they're both running for like combined 1400 yards roughly. But
it's hard.
I want to start with Bob in this one. Who do you think will lead this team in rushing?
Well, I really
rushing yards.
Like the addition of David Montgomery, and I think he's going to lead the team in rushing. I think he's going to crack 1,000 yards, get 1,100 yards this year. Because that line is poised to open huge holes. And I think he's a guy who can break some tackles at the end, too. So they're going to be a lot of yards.
Yeah.
Montgomery's my guy for yards.
All right. So Ethan goes way over that.
Okay.
I do.
I agree with Bob on this one. Montgomery's going to be the workhorse.
All right. UJ, what do you
he's
think?
He's going to have an 1,196 rushing yards. And Gibbs is going to have 832 rushing yards. But he's also going to have 790 passing yards. See, and that's the difference here. Well, you know, receiving yards. I'm sorry. But
he's going to throw.
He's throwing him?
But Montgomery is the workhorse. And believe me, you Lions fans out there, you're going to love this Montgomery kid, man. I'm telling you.
Weapon.
Every year watching him against, you know, the Lions play against the Bears is just frustrated the hell out of me because how good Montgomery was playing against us. And when we got him, I was ecstatic. I think he's going to just have a great year behind this offensive line. So, yeah, 1,195 yards. He's going to be our rushing champ this year. Only because of Gibbs is so multi-talented with the receiving. He's going to have so many receiving yards. It's, you know,
David
as far as just pure rushing, it's going to be Montgomery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
So David Montgomery, the past 4 years with the Bears, 16 games, 15 games, 13 and 16. So he stayed pretty healthy. He's had over 200 carries every year. And his lowest rushing total was actually last year, 801. Over this rushing total every year of his career. Rud Dog, who do you have?
Oh, man. I don't know. I just get a little bit of a tough one. I do kind of think it'll be Montgomery just because he's going to get fed the rock a little bit more. And I do think he's a stud. Like, his break tackle numbers are up there with, like, Nick Chubb for, like, the top in the league. So, I mean, like, that paired with our offensive line, that's damn exciting. But it's also hard to, you know, discount what Gibbs' burst is going to do for him. Like not many running backs get featured in the NFL with his kind of speed, and top speedster running backs historically have set the league on freaking fire, like Jamaal Charles, Chris Johnson, like true speedster running backs who aren't just speed but have like the whole skill set. Like, so it's just hard to discount that, but I'm going to give the edge to Montgomery too. And, but I think it's going to be close. I think Gibbs is going to have a bigger yards per carry.
So how many yards do you think Montgomery gets?
I would agree.
I think, oh my God. Okay. This one really is hard to let the down for a second, but like, I think like 1200 for David Monty and, for Gibbs, like, 1,000. I think we're going to have 2,000 yard rushers.
All right.
With an 1,000 yard. I think they're also going to both break 500 yards receiving.
With yeah.
Closer to like 800.
Wow. In the first quarter.
Well, this would match your 42-0 prediction.
Yes. Yes. That would fit. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Montgomery as well. You? With you guys, I don't think it'll be particularly close.
Yeah,
Jamaal Williams went over 1,000 yards last year. I think we should know, and I think Montgomery's a better runner.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, but Jamaal didn't have Swift to you know take the carries. He got featured. He went over 1,000 last year because he got featured, which I don't think Montgomery's going to be just featured. They're going to split carries.
Yeah, he gets more yards.
I think Montgomery's realized. I think that Gibbs is going to be used more in a receiving role than we are even anticipating, yeah. I think, honestly. Because I went back and looked at somebody today that has gotten a lot of comparisons to Gibbs. Because this is Dan Campbell's offense, right? Ultimately, this is Dan Campbell's offense. He comes from the Saints coaching tree, the Sean Payton coaching tree. And there is a lot of similarities, I believe, to the 2017 Saints offense, to this Lions offense, potentially. 2017 Saints offense featured rookie year of Alvin Kamara. And they also had in his prime, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is a possession receiver. He's not somebody that's going to necessarily beat you over the top. I think Amon-Ra is similar in that regard. Amon-Ra is a smaller, shiftier guy than Michael Thomas was. But still, Michael Thomas
just made
over 100.
Amon-Ra do more lifts now. And now he's going to have to do 202 curls because he's bigger than.
But Alvin Kamara never got over Alvin Kamara in his best rushing year had over 932 rushing yards and 16 touchdowns. That was in his fourth year, though. In his rookie year, it's 728 yards on 120 carries. But his receiving is what I want to note, because this is his first 4 years in the league. 81 catches, 81 catches, 81 catches, 83 catches for 826, 709, 533, and 756 yards. I think the Lions are – I think Gibbs is going to be on par or better than what Kamara was in that Saints offense. I think this is what they
Kamara
envisioned
for
him,
carries
too.
In that time period?
What do you mean? How many carries?
Yeah.
He had 120, 194, 171, and 187.
Yeah, so I mean, Gibbs getting that kind of carries, I think Gibbs has more upside than Kamara, honestly. Like, Kamara's a proven commodity. He did great at what he was, but, like, Gibbs is faster than Kamara ever was. He has a different skill set. Like, I think when we compare him to Kamara, you're really just talking about how they're used, and I think Gibbs has more upside, ultimately. And he's going to get those carries, though, I think he's going to get explosive carries fairly often with our offensive line. And that's why I think he's going to keep up somewhat in yardage with Monty. But Monty's a stud, and I think he's going to be putting up some legit numbers on the ground, and he's going to have more opportunity.
Yeah, I just I just saw a lot of similarities with this. Like this New Orleans team had one wide receiver that they featured, with the rest kind of just being like a supporting cast around it, and a two, because they had Mark Ingram as well. He was kind of the bell cow. That's kind of the Montgomery of this team. And then
I kind of agree with you, Z. Kind of, yeah, I think you're right on
so
that.
I just wanted to throw that comparison out there when talking about these running backs.
What was the tight ends? Was Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, yeah, Jimmy Graham.
What's that, bro, Doug?
What was their tight end situation?
Was that Jimmy Graham? What's it?
Anyway.
Was that Jimmy Graham yet?
I can try to look up. But I want to – yeah, I'll look it up while we go on to the next category, because the next category, I still want to focus on the offensive side of the ball here. Who will be the starting right guard by the end of the season? For this,
I'm just gonna just we'll quickly say Glasgow.
Or someone just, you haven't discussed yet.
I don't know UJ. Why. It's just a hunch, maybe. He's always been stone reliable. Big B. I think Big B's a hell of a player, but hasn't shown the reliability in my eyes. But so I'm just gonna say Glasgow at the end.
Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way and say Big B. It's finally going to gel for him this year, and he'll stay healthy. So I think Big B.
All right. Rud Dog.
Okay, well, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say Colby Sorsdahl, by the end of the season, is going to have that position locked down. But honestly, it's a tough one. Like, Big B, the biggest edge he has is his supposed relationship with Sewell, and if those two just jive together, then you know
that's a good point.
You're probably gonna just go that, because if Sewell's jiving, that offense is probably jiving.
Everyone
have
fun. Everyone just have fun out there. That's the important thing.
Hey, I'm gonna go Glasgow.
What are you saying, Glasgow? That
matters.
Glasgow. Z.
I was saying Glasgow, yes, just because I don't think Big V is going to be able to hold up until the end of the season, mainly. And I found relatively
nice category.
In terms of skill, but
all right, the next category.
Big V offers a little upside on the run. Wait, hold on. I got to get to our producer, Kid J, because I skipped him on the last round too. So, Kid J, really quick, your prediction on most rushing yards from the running back duo, and really quick on the. The guard.
I think Montgomery will get 1,100 rushing yards, and then Gibbs is gonna have 900 rushing
that's
yards.
Close,
and,
that's
like,
close to me.
Receiving
close to me,
yards.
Kid Jay.
Wow.
All right. Hey. Kid Jay bringing a Kool-Aid on the running back duo. Right
there. Someone must have sent him some Kool-Aid there. That was good.
All right.
He just sees skill when he recognizes it. You know, he recognizes it when he sees it.
Yep. Let's stay with the offensive side. Let's finish up with the offensive side really quick. On Jared Goff, I mentioned that we were going to talk about him. Just go around really quick. Two questions for you, and we'll start with Bob. Jared Goff, will he throw 4,000 yards this season? And will he throw for over or under 25.5 touchdowns? These are clearly his Vegas odds, but I want to get your thoughts.
I'm thinking he will throw for 4,000 yards just because this offense is really coming together nicely. And I think 25 is a good number for him, actually. I think 25 is the touchdown number that he'll hit. So there'll be plenty of touchdowns to go around, a lot on the ground. But I think 25 yeah. touchdowns throw and 4,000 yards for sure.
Okay, I'll just be real quick about it. I think he's got 5,100 right. yards.
I like it.
I think with a 17-game schedule and this offense, he's going to have an awesome year. And 34 touchdowns, two a game on average. So, yeah, I said Goff's going to have a stellar year, man. It's going to be awesome.
I should note that last year he had 4,438 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. The most yards he's ever thrown in a season is 4,688 in his third NFL season.
That was a Super Bowl year.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. But I'm going to go with over 4,000 yards as well. I believe.
Commit to a number, Z. Come on.
How much he's going to throw? 4,200. I'm going to go a little below what they had last year because I think the Lions are going to be ahead in more games and not have to throw as much late in games. So I think that's going to lower his total a little bit. And they'll just be more dynamic in the rush game. So I think that'll lower it a little bit, actually. And then 25.5, I'm going to go 27 touchdown passes. So I'll go over that. Two below what he had last year for the same reason. I just don't think he'll need to throw a couple more touchdowns than he had to last year. Nothing more than that, really, in that regard. Rud Dog.
Okay, well, you know, UJ stole some of my thunder. I thought I'd be the only one to go over 5,000 here. But I think Jared Goff is going to set the league on fire with this offense. I'm going 5,200 yards and 36 touchdowns. I just think he's going to score a lot through the air, even if the ground game is going. I think this offense is just going to put up a lot of freaking points this year. And they're going to get some nice opportunities from all the takeaways the defense are going to create. So there's going to be a lot of short fields.
In fairness, Rug Doug, do you ever not think the Lions will do that every year before the season starts?
Put up
a lot of points, get a lot of turnovers, win every game.
Why do we drink the Kool-Aid? Come on. Why we drink
less
it?
Less of teams than I have of this one.
Gotcha.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. The next category I have is who will lead this team in interceptions this season? Who's going to lead this team in interceptions? There's a lot of good candidates on this team.
So yeah, there are.
Easy. Kirby Joseph, 8 interceptions.
Let's start with UJ.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
America.
What's wrong, Rod Dog? What do you have, Kirby? Did you have that at number too?
He's going to have 8 interceptions. Well, I'm going. Yeah, he's going to have 8 interceptions.
Damn.
And CJ GJ is going to have 7 interceptions. And Brian Branch is going to have 6.
Wow. Wow.
How do you think Jared Goff's going to have 36 touchdowns? It's going to be all these turnovers. He's not even going to be able to help himself. It's going to be like, guys, you don't need to score this many points, but you're just making it too easy, damn it. Remember that year when the Patriots went undefeated and like they were running up the scores with Randy Moss and Brady? It's going to be a lot like that. It's just going to be like,
okay,
we're going to be like, we're not even trying to make you look bad. We can't help it. So.
All right.
Well, there you go. Bob.
I also have the same guy. Bob. Kirby Joseph.
Oh,
the kid from Illinois.
All right.
And what did you say? 8? I'm going to go 9. I'm going to go 9. He's,
damn it.
Whoa.
I love
he's going to have, he's gonna have a game with 3 interceptions.
That's huge. 9 interceptions. There,
so 9 for the year.
Aaron Rodgers is not playing.
Yeah, baby.
Unfortunately, this year for him.
I love it. Hey, the Kool-Aid's blowing here.
Yeah, unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers is not playing in the division this year.
Right.
His son has left him.
Yeah, well, he'll welcome Love to the league, you know, with the few.
What about you, Z?
Yeah,
he's definitely.
Oh, wait.
Ah, man, Kirby Joseph is a really good one. I had Cam Sutton. I think he's going to earn his keep. I think he's going to have 5 because I think the Love is going to be spread around a lot more. 6 is a lot. I mean, I'd love if your prediction came true. But I just
5 for Sutton?
Yeah. I don't know why. Just a gut feeling, honestly. I think he's going to be targeted a lot because, you know, it was interesting. I was listening to a podcast recently. They're talking about some of the Lions' numbers. You know the Lions played 53% man coverage the second half of the season last year when they started getting a lot better. That was by far the highest in the league. By far, it was like 20% higher than the second closest. I just found that interesting. So they're going to leave these cornerbacks still on an island, I think, a lot, and really lean on the front 7 to do their job, pressure that quarterback. And that's kind of the way this defense is built. And I think that's going to present, well, that presents, I guess, a good opportunity for the safety, too, with floating balls over the middle and such. Yeah. But I don't know. I think Cam Sutton being left on the island is going to present some interesting challenges. So I'm going to go for
it.
I agree.
I like it.
There's going to be a lot of picking. A lot of picking going on.
What else we got,
G? Defense. A lot of picking.
Oh, left.
Uh-oh.
He's back.
Kirby Joseph picked off his voice.
I hit the mute button on my phone.
Oh, there he is.
All right. So the next category I have is defensive MVP, staying with the defense. Who will be the defensive MVP for this team? I do want to note the highest MVP per the odds to win defensive player of the year on the Lions is Hutchinson at 25-1. Micah Parsons is the highest odds of the entire league. But at 6-1. But
wait, this is for the league or for the team?
Hutch is 25-1 to win defense player of the year. I just want to note that. But
okay. All right.
The team. Right?
This I just want to know the Lions defensive player of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to note the league wide odds for Hutch. 25-1 to win defensive player of the year. But let's start with Rod Dog. Defensive player of the year.
I mean, like, I just can't, like, the answer's too obvious, it's Hutch, but I'm going with a dark horse is Brian Branch is going to stun the league and be just the most impactful defensive player in the entire NFL. He's just going to shock everybody, and it's going to be like, oh, how did Hutch not win it with his 19 sacks? But because Brian Branch had his 30 interceptions. Something like that.
Oh, okay. And
just making it interesting.
I thought he said he's going to have 6 interceptions.
Don't hold me to things.
All right.
Okay.
So you have Brian Branch, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the guy we hadn't really talked about before, but Hutch. Hutch is the guy, man. He had a big year last year as a rookie, and now he's got that rookie year under him. He's feeling good. I think it's going to be a big year for him. So Hutch.
Yeah, I'm in the consensus here. It's Hutch all the way, baby.
Absolutely.
Hutch is just looks dynamite right now. He's bigger, stronger than he was last year. some of the moves just, and the little clips you get to see in practice and stuff, like he's got more moves. He's so quick. He's so strong. I think he's the obvious one. And a dark horse, I'm going to kind of agree with Red Dog here. I think Branch is going to just shock the NFL a little bit, how good he's going to be as a rookie. Could be defensive rookie of the year. I could see that happening. But as far as the MVP of our team, it's going to be Hutch, definitely.
Yeah. I think that we get a dark horse. I go Branch too, but we're going dark horses. Wasn't on my sheet.
I'm going to go Hutch as well. I think this defense is tailored to make him the centerpiece, really, honestly. He's going to be on the field over 85% of snaps, probably. He has the conditioning to do it. But also, I like I said, they play a lot of man. They're relying on that pass rush a lot, and Hutch is the head of that spear. Whatever metaphor you want to use, but he's the one that is leading the charge in that front. So I like Hutch, defensive MVP for the Lions. Kid J, I forgot to get your interceptions. Who do you think will lead in interceptions? And then who do you think will be our defensive player of the year?
I think Kirby Joseph wow. will lead in interceptions. I think he'll have seven interceptions.
Drinking that Kool-Aid.
Whoa!
Yeah, seven interceptions. Yeah, I think he's going to be able to place. I looked it up, and the NFL record for interceptions in the season is 14 by Knight Train Lane in 1952. Ooh. And no one has had more than the only person this century to really have more than 11 is Trayvon Diggs, which was 2 years ago, and then.
Oh yeah,
yeah, wow. Yeah, only like three people this century have gotten over 10 interceptions in a season. So
Damn.
All right.
So it's all right. I think Kirby Joseph's
gonna be defense player of the year, really quick.
Yes, Hutchinson. I think he's the best player on the defense on the Lions defense.
All right. I should also note that Hutch's over/under sack total is 10.25 sacks this year. So
over. You know what I love about Hutch, though? Like,
everything.
He just stands out on the field. Yeah, good point. But, like, he just stands out. Like, he looks the part. Like, we have some pretty big dudes, like, in, like, you know, the commish and frickin' the kid we just drafted, Campbell. But, like, he even, like, stands out amongst those giants. Like, he's just a massive dude.
Shut up.
I could go on. His eyes and
all right. No, I'm sorry. Cut you off there, Rod. Offensive MVP. Offensive MVP. Let's start with
JG.
Red Dog, give us your offensive MVP for the year.
Oh yeah, Jared Goff. Oh show. He gonna be like master expander freaking opera poser. Dropping dimes all over.
Red Dog, I have not seen a drink in your hand throughout the episode, but have you been drinking? Like, I don't know. You're all over.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Corbett Canyon.
Okay.
All right.
/the the blue Kool-Aid.
It's between two people. I'm on Ross.
He's forgotten there's a microphone in front of him. He's walking around the room.
Jared Goff is going to have a stellar year. He's going to be the MVP. In my mind, hands down.
All right, Bob.
All right. Yeah, there might be multiple Pro Bowlers on this offense, but it all goes through Jared Goff, and it's going to be Jared Goff MVP for the team.
Yeah, but... Oh, wait, I thought we were talking league, because that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, Jared Goff's MVP odds in the league is 40-1. I should note that. 40-1 odds for him to win MVP, but... Man, last year I went with Sewell.
I like it, though.
I really like it. I want to go with it again because I just think the offense is completely different when Sewell isn't on the field for the Lions.
Yeah.
I just think he had so much. If you go back and watch his film and what they do with him on the field versus what they – well, I mean, he's pretty healthy. But just the thing, the schemes that they make up because of what he can do athletically, I think he's just a major difference maker. And I think the offense – not it's 75% of what it is without him on the field. So I'm going to go Sewell again. I went with him last year, going with him again.
Well, I can see. Because the O-line as a whole is kind of like my second, because the O-line is really the engine of this team, kind of. Like.
For sure.
Yeah, there are multiple people, for sure.
But you know, that was what me and my teammates, our O-line won off, you know, player of the week altogether. That's the nature of O-line, you know.
Fair enough.
You do it, it's one unit. It's like a single
order. Yeah, what are you, the Borg?
Producer, come on. Producer, Borg. Kid J, yeah, your offensive MVP.
I think it's going to be Amon-Ra. He's really the other than the offensive line, the real core and like a table setter for the offense. So I think he's going to be the MVP.
All right.
He does set the table. He always knows where to put the forks and the knives.
Now that you mentioned Amon-Ra, his over under 96.5 catches on the year.
Wow.
5.5 touchdowns and 909 over 1,000 over and under 1,000 yards.
Interesting.
And 35-1
Interesting numbers.
To lead the league in total yardage. So just want to throw those numbers out there.
Yeah.
Underestimated.
We're getting down to the end of the categories I have here, but assistant coach of the year for this team. So this includes everybody but the head coach.
I know. I got one if you guys are ready. Okay, I think it's going to be Calvin Shepard because I think that linebacker room is going to just like shock the world with how ridiculous it is. I think they're going to – we're going to have – you know – I've probably said this before, but like, you know, no one ever talked crap when the Bucks drafted Devin White in the top 10. Well, and we drafted Jack Campbell in the top 18. I think he's going to be just as impactful as Devin White was when they won the Super Bowl that year. And this linebacking core about to go off.
And all right. My initial thought was go with Ben Johnson here. It seems like the obvious choice.
Kelvin Shepard, UJ.
But from what they've done with the defense and the the people they've acquired this year, and then the fact they're going such heavy defense. I think this defense is just going to be top tier level defense. And Aaron Glenn's going to get a lot of the credit. And so I'm going to go there, AG. I think AG's going to be that assistant coach of the year this year.
All right.
I think assistants, I guess, positions.
Bob. Oh, hey. All right. Well, I came close to doing Glenn there myself, but I really want to do Hank Fraley just because he's awesome. But I'm going to go with Ben Johnson because it's the obvious one, but I think for a reason it's obvious because he's really good. So I'm going Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
I got to go Ben Johnson too because this offense just goes to another level with him at the helm. I just... You know,
sure.
I worry about losing him in the future, but I want to enjoy it while it's here.
Oh, is that like you?
I'm so glad he came back.
Remember, you used to worry about school all the time.
You'll never appreciate.
Do you still worry?
I do. I still worry about him. I go to sleep.
Do you call him up at night? Do you call him at night? Text him.
Right. I still worry about him. I'd assume, assume quick.
I'm imagining Z like going through his prayers for his family.
Yeah, pray for talking little Z,
and then it's like, and Penne. I just really make sure Penne is okay.
Definitely, definitely, absolutely. Producer Kid J, real quick. I'm sorry, assistant coach.
I think assistant coach of the year. I think Ben Johnson too. Speaking of assistant coaches, I want to ask you guys. I want to get a prediction. Do you think 1 year from now on August 30th, 2024, the Lions will have the same offensive and
after you win a Super Bowl, you're just going to get picked apart. So
if the season goes as we all predict, that will not be the case.
Yep, all these,
Aaron Glenn or
that's
ben
right.
Johnson. All these teams will be going under the Dan Campbell coaching tree, you know, trying to look for somebody.
Yep.
So nah.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Here's a hot take. The Dan Campbell coaching tree.
That's an easy prediction.
Far
that's
more
really easy prediction
than the Bill Belichick coaching tree ever was.
All right. Let's get back together in 20 years and see if you're right.
And mainly that's because he doesn't poison his own tree, because I'm pretty convinced Belichick does that somehow.
I forgot to write this down, but really quick, I didn't put it down, but
fill the league with a bunch of incompetence and you dominate it for years to come.
This goes for both sides of the ball. Just give me one. Who is the rookie of the year, offense or defense? If there's one rookie that's going to stand out on this team, Bob.
Damn it! There's so many good choices here.
Oh, I like it.
I was going to say Gibbs, but I'm going to go Jack Campbell. Did you want the whole team, right? Just one guy.
So either side of the ball.
I like that pick too, but I'm going to go Brian Branch. Brian Branch looks like ready just to dominate in this league right from the get go. So I'm going with Branch.
Hell yeah!
Definitely. Red Dog.
I think odds are one of the top four guys we drafted, because I think any one of them could set this, like, just go absolutely off this year, whether it's Laporta, Branch, Campbell, Gibbs, like, but I'm going to go with a wild way out. Antoine Green, baby. He comes out of nowhere to become one of the most productive receivers on our team this year. And now we don't just have Amon-Ra St. Brown and, like, a question mark in what's his face, the fast one.
I gotta say, even as someone who drinks a lot of Kool-Aid, I just
serious bona fide studs.
Holy shit. Yeah. That is like an out there prediction.
No.
Okay.
No, honestly, I just wanted to make it interesting because it's like so obviously one of those other ones. Horrible. I don't know.
It wasn't interesting. It backfired.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
It was like watching him on just like that round play football. Boring.
It's like that gun in my fat folds that I carried to the baseball game. And it just went off on my leg.
All right. I am going to go Jahmyr Gibbs. I think what he presents to this offense adds a completely new dimension. Brian Branch is a close second, though.
Gibbs was also in my. Yeah, it's so close, all these guys. I just said that.
Yeah, it's really exciting draft class. Really exciting.
Broderick Martin's going to take it all.
Yeah, maybe. Kid Jay, really quick.
How awesome would
rookie of the year?
I think. All
right,
Gibbs is going to be rookie of the year for the Lions.
All right, yeah, I like it.
All right, I had one more category here for the Lions related than just two non-Lions ones, but I don't know. I wanted to see where this one went, honestly, because I knew it'd be towards the end of the podcast.
Okay.
Give me one quote that Dan Campbell has said that he's going to say during this season.
We're going to send Twinkle Toes to the morgue without a casket. And he's going to be talking about Justin Fields.
Okay. That's exactly what I was looking for. Quote. Thank you. All right.
All right. Love it.
Love it. Bob.
All right. Look, man, we're going to claw their eyes out and then knock their canes out from under them. They'll be wandering around. I don't know. That's all.
Beautiful. Rod Dog.
I don't care if we're infants and they're grown ass adults. We're going to take them down.
All right, Z.
All right. I just said, because we're all predicting a loss, right? So this is going to come after a loss. But I mean, I honestly didn't even have a quote. It was a sound. You're just going to go. It's going to be some like major growl, some sort of noise that will be a memorable noise that comes out of an interview that we'll remember for a long time. I don't know why. This is what my gut is telling me.
It's a vision.
this category. Do you guys remember that quote, though, that I kind of like where he said, I don't care if you got one ass cheek and three toes whatever, I'll beat your ass.
Right.
Did you guys notice on the podcast he did, he actually meant, like, I don't care if I have, like if, like, we have only one.
Right, on the bar stool.
The part of my take or whatever. Like, but, like, it's so much funnier when it sounds like you're going to beat up, like, a little, like, handicapped guy.
Yes. Kid J, did you have a quote? If not,
I did not have a quote.
All right.
That is the quote.
Yeah. That is the quote.
There it is. Really quick. really quick, there's two things, or I'm sorry, I have three here. If the Lions don't make the Super Bowl,
purely hypothetical, obviously,
who is the Super Bowl matchup that you predict? Bob,
trick question: the Lions are going to make the Super Bowl.
Obviously,
who, me? Did you pick somebody?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's you.
I'll go. If it has to be not the Lions, I'll go Eagles, Chiefs.
I'm going to go Cincy and San Fran.
Rematch.
San Fran wins.
Yep.
All right, UJ. Oh, all right. Red Dog.
Well, if it has to not be the Lions, then I predict it's going to be the Lions.
Like, no, we all did.
Right, fine. I'll play this stupid. The Chiefs and the 49ers, because that's just what everyone's going to expect.
Wins. I have the Bills over the 49ers. The Bills finally get over the hump.
Hot take. Bills never win with Josh Allen.
I mean, they've won. This is not the Super Bowl.
Purely hypothetical.
You know what I meant.
Well, yeah, like, Kid J.
Because the Lions era is starting now, so he can't win.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah.
Xbox.
Purely hypothetical, baby. Of course. Cause...
Stafford, I feel it. Rams.
I don't think so this year. He's got to connect with his teammates first.
That's right.
I think it's gonna be the Chiefs over the 49ers.
Yeah. All right.
Copy paste.
Who will be the MVP of the NFL if it's not Jared Goff or anybody on the Lions? Really quick.
Oh, that's stupid disqualifier. Damn it.
Wait. I didn't even thought about anybody but him.
Wow.
I'll go DeAndre Swift.
Oh man.
There you go.
I wasn't ready for that question either. Holy cow.
That would be something.
Yeah, I'll go. Oh my god.
UJ.
I'll go Nick Bosa.
It's under note.
I have no idea.
Wow.
All right.
I just don't like the question in general, so I'll go with oh, gosh darn it.
Lamar Jackson, okay.
It's not on the line.
I'll tell you the top six.
Lamar Jackson!
Wow, okay.
All right.
Yeah, he'll win MVP and then not win anything after that because he's not going to win.
We're waiting for Z to say Justin Fields right now. Let's see what he
goes. No, Justin Herbert. Wrong Justin. Because he has Colin Moore as his offense coordinator now.
Good point.
These guys
break out after
Joe Lombardi is completely removed from the picture. Joe Lombardi was off the corner here for the Chargers last
year. That's just called like beginning to heal. That's not breaking out. That's just not being dragged down to the depths of badness again.
Kid J.
I think Jalen Hurts will win the MVP this year.
No, you had more.
There you have it.
Z.
So those are all the categories I had for our.
No, I got to do this one.
Predictions.
No, because I put thought into it.
All right,
you want to get the last one?
Halftime.
Yeah,
halftime.
Oh,
who's going to be the Super Bowl performance at halftime?
Hey, we got Grinchy.
Go Z, you go first. Yeah.
Yes. Who do I think?
All right. Rud Dog, you go.
Ed Sheeran. It's a boring one.
Okay, good job. Bob, you go.
All right.
AC/DC.
All right, nobody. Bob.
I'll go, I don't know, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
I didn't really
My prediction
this, so.
Is a Grammy Award winning international pop star.
That no one's ever heard of. You know, they always come up with these Grammy Award winning international pop star. Who? Like, but yeah, that can fit the category. But I'll tell you who I want, though. Muse.
That's Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
Muse is not
I know.
Right,
there's nothing for this old guys
I
left anymore. Nothing.
It's not going to be Muse.
I know. Wouldn't be Radiohead be an awesome halftime show, man? That'd be freaking awesome.
Just people with taste in music.
Radiohead.
the whole stands would be depressed.
No, it would not.
Radiohead doesn't have a
Tata. It'd be awesome. In the bed.
Yeah, people would stop watching the NFL. Yeah. They wouldn't want to watch the second
I'm
half.
A creep.
It'd be a 23-23 halftime score. Two top quarterbacks in the history of the game playing, and they would stop watching.
Everyone's KJ.
All right, so we'll wrap up this
KJ.
Episode.
I
want to thank our producer.
KJ.
All right, not too bad.
What's up?
We want to thank Sideline Report for supporting the podcast, and we want to let everybody know Twitter at Drinking Lions / X, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there.
X. Exit out, baby.
Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. We want to get your thoughts on this season's predictions as well. And we also, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get a podcast, please download, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We always greatly appreciate that. YouTube as well, at DTBK. You can search it on there. You will find us. Or Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. You'll also find it there. Otherwise than that, we will be back. I believe next Tuesday we should have the episode out with our first preview of Game One, because the Lions are playing the first game of the NFL season on Thursday night against the Chiefs, the Super Bowl winning Chiefs.
Woo! Oh
so
boy,
that should be exciting. So stay tuned for that. This is going to be a big season, our biggest season ever on the podcast, as well as with the Lions, obviously, winning the Super Bowl. So get ready, drink that Kool-Aid, and we want to thank everybody for listening to podcast. We truly appreciate it. And last but not least, as always, go
Lions!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go. Lions!
We did it! We did it! All right! All right!
Say goodbye. Your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.